Hi there. It is week 13 of 52 weeks, and there's some big things that I have to share with you. I have been sitting with something for quite a while, and it will hold on. Let me go all the way back. I want to share an inspirational message with you before I kind of make this announcement as to what is happening. The first thing that my life has kind of been circling around for the last 12 months is things don't get better by chance. They get better by change. And I am a survivor of stuckness. And what that means is staying stuck is really hard, but it's really safe. And I stayed stuck in my business and in my life and in my health and in everything, mostly because it was fear. And fear immobilizes you. Fear is something that can trap you and put you in frustration and despair and doubt, but it can also leave you stuck in the why. And that's what was wrong with me. I was, why did this happen to me? Why did I get sick? Why did I have a breakdown? Why did my business have to go this way? Why did those people have to leave my life? Why were all these things happening? And when you get so caught up on the why that you refuse to move in any direction, it's because you're a survivor of stuckness. And when you're in stuckness, you often don't realize that's where depression and frustration and all the things. It would take just as much time and energy to get unstuck as it does to stay stuck, but you don't really realize that. You're not really thinking about that. Instead, you're just thinking about, I'm afraid and I don't want another shoe to drop on my head. The problem with that is that when you spend all this time looking up to see if the other shoe is going to drop, you've got a crick in your neck and you've wasted a lot of time looking up for something that likely is never going to happen. It's really easy to be consumed by the past, and I know that because I was. But if you don't let go of your past will not let you live. It's easy to fail to move forward because fear has set in, and that's now the new norm. I'm afraid to step out of my comfort zone. I'm afraid to say the wrong thing. I'm afraid of being judged. I'm afraid of being shamed. I'm afraid of public opinion. I'm afraid of all the things, and we can tell ourselves all the stories. And we do. I'm afraid he'll file for divorce. I'm afraid I'm going to get fired. I'm afraid I'm not going to get hired. On and on and on and on and on and on. But stuckness will have you saying and staying there forever. Stuckness will just keep you in that loop unless you begin to change, unless you begin to understand that your greatest, and here's the pivotal moment for me, your greatest humiliation and frustration will become the point of your greatest elevation. And I believe that, and I truly believe that for myself. So I'm here to tell you that this is going to be the final 52 Weeks of Spirit audio format that you're going to be receiving. And I want you to know that this isn't something that's ending because it isn't working. It's actually the opposite. It is working and it's growing. And I hear from people every single week that say, oh my gosh, I love your Monday morning emails and I love your 52 weeks. And I felt like you were just speaking right to me. And I heard that and I have felt that now for years. And if there's one thing that I love more than anything in the world, it is to write that Monday morning chat email because I feel like I get to share a piece of myself. Things are growing. They are shifting. I am growing. I am shifting. And this is long overdue. If I wasn't a victim of stuckness years ago, I would have taken this step and I would have made this change. Over time, I have really felt called to change the way that I show up in my work. Wow, I did not expect to cry. I want to show up in my work where I feel proud and real and connected and aligned to where I'm at in my life right now. As a 53, I think I'm 53-year-old woman who has been on one hell of a journey, I am ready to share so much more about me and my life. And I've started to feel like the audios alone are just not enough anymore. I want to be able to talk to you. I want to be able to expand things. I want to share more of my life and my thoughts and what I'm learning and what I'm going through in real time. And why I want to do that in a way that feels grounded and safe and intentional. So, with that being said, I have created a new space, and the new space is called the Private Room with Carmel, where I am going to invite you into my private room. And this is where everything is moving. This is where I'm going to be going live, where I'm going to be reading my Monday morning chat emails in a deeper way and talking about them. It's where 52 Weeks with Spirit will continue in live sessions and videos. It's where I will be announcing live Zoom readings that I am coming back to doing. It's in a place where I can show up and I can be a part of it in a more personal and connected and in a real way. And I'm so excited to finally feel like I am taking the step in the direction of where I need to be. And if you're someone who has followed along with these messages and who's felt connected, and maybe you're someone who's wanted a little bit more, that's where you're going to find it. And all the details are going to be coming out very soon. I promise next week is when, or this week, you're going to be hearing it this week. And so you're going to get all of that. I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for growing alongside me and with me. I want you to know that this isn't a goodbye. It's just a shift. And I'd love to have you join me in my private room, in my private space, where I'll be sharing all things spirit and all things Carmel Baird. Have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.